Barbara Springman, and this is Body Language. Do you know the connection between chemotherapy and drag racing? Well, you soon will. Meet champion racer Jack Beckman, a winner on the drag strip while he was fighting stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Jack, welcome to Body Language.
It's great to be here, and I mean that literally, Chris.
Of course, your wife and two wonderful children would probably agree that's a good thing.
You know, this whole chemo myths or facts campaign has been wonderful to be involved with. I didn't ask to get cancer.
Oh, no.
If you gave me a choice, we can go back in time. I'd choose not to get it. But I got it. I went through chemotherapy. I'm still here. I think it makes me a credible source of information. And I think it makes me useful to talk to these people that are going to be facing something that I went through or something similar.
Well, I consider you, and these are my words, one of America's great and leading patient advocates. You're not only the voice of reason, but you have credentials and credibility. You've been down this road. You were diagnosed just after winning a NHRA, National Hot Rod Association World Championship in 2004. You started chemotherapy, and you still maintained your lifestyle. You kept racing. How did you do this? Or perhaps, there must have been some intense communication with your physician there, too, to find out what was possible under the circumstances.
You know, when people get diagnosed with cancers, there's tons of different types of cancers. There's lots of different types of chemotherapy treatments, and it's really important. This whole chemo myths or facts campaign is to encourage people to do a couple of things. Educate yourself. Go on the website.
And what is the URL, Jack?
It's chemomythsorfacts.com.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
The other thing that we encourage is you got to sit down with your doctor. You know, and I'm big on getting a second opinion. Talk to your doctor, find out what the recommended course of treatment is, and then go get a second opinion. It's your life. You need to be your number one advocate. Don't be shy about asking a friend or a family member to come sit with you. A lot of times they'll remember things that you don't, specifically when you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're emotional about your condition and the things you're going to go through. Take a notepad, write down questions, take a lot of notes.
And also ask permission of the physician or the person giving you the information, would it be okay to record this so we can review it later? Because very often when people hear those three magic words, you have cancer, and you know this, Jack, your brain falls into your shoe and the world shuts down. You can't hear anything. You're sitting there paralyzed. Having a friend or an advocate with you can make a big difference.
It's very interesting. You know, my life is a blur, metaphorically and literally.
Yeah, right.
You know, I drive 300 miles an hour, and there's just so much that has happened in the last 20 years of my life. But I can absolutely remember every single detail of sitting in that urologist's office when he got the results from my MRI scan and read to me the findings, and it said lymphoma. And he mentioned to me chemotherapy, and I had to stop him. I said, wait a minute, you're telling me that I have cancer. And I just went numb. And this chemo myths or facts is to keep people from forgetting all the things that they need to know once you get that diagnosis and go numb. A lot of times your friends want to help you, but the information that they give you is either a myth or it could be outdated. You owe it to yourself to get current, accurate information on this. That chemo myths or facts is absolutely the place to go.
Now, you've trained over 7,000 drivers in drag racing skills. In fact, if our listeners listen carefully, they can hear drag racing going on in the background. What is the relationship between training people to be conscientious, mindful drag racers and being an effective chemotherapy patient? There must be a relationship here that I'm not grasping.
Without being selfish, you always need to keep in mind it's about you. Whether it's your performance on the drag strip or you getting through something like cancer with a chemotherapy diagnosis, it's about you. Don't be bashful about asking the doctor questions. Don't be concerned about hurting somebody's feelings or challenging their reputation. It's your life. You owe it to yourself to be concise, to demand answers for things in a courteous way, of course, and to go seek a second opinion.
Absolutely. You know, success in drag racing is often measured in hundredths of a second. How do you measure success as a chemotherapy patient besides surviving the experience as you have?
That's a great question. I've never been asked it that way before. You know, with my particular type of cancer, they couldn't find it for a long time. And it had progressed to stage 3B, and it was very aggressive by the time they found it. So the way it was explained to me is they didn't really have any middle ground with the chemo they were going to treat me with. I was young. I was very healthy before I got the cancer, and it had spread very far.
You have said as a drag racer that you visualize, that you sit in the car for, what, for 10 or 15 minutes before every race, and you visualize what's about to happen. Could you visually see what was going on in your body? Did you have a vision at all?
No, but you just made me think of something that's probably very relevant. And it gets back to the bottom line is that it's such an individual thing. What you experience, even if you had the exact same type of cancer and chemotherapy as me, could be a very different thing. I did not want to stay focused on cancer 24 hours a day. That can drag you down a little bit.
Absolutely.
When I talk to people who are going through things like this, I said, you know, all your friends are going to tell you, you got to be positive, you got to have a great outlook, you got to stay happy all the time. But they don't get what about the days that you don't feel good. And I had quite a few of those days during my chemo. I think it's okay to cry. I think it's okay to feel sorry
Absolutely.
For yourself for a day. But after that's over, start looking at long-term things. And I found that being able to go to work, being able to race my car, kept me looking far ahead, kept me focused on things that brought me joy. And that might be hanging out with your friends and family. It might be going bowling on the weekends. You know, you need to do something that brings you joy, that keeps your mind off of focusing on your cancer.
Well, you have said, if anything, after the cancer, I am more aware of my mortality and less fearless as I once was. What cancer really made me recognize is that a bad day at the track is what? Just a bad day at the track.
There'll be another one.
There's always tomorrow. In fact, you were married in 2006, two years after you were diagnosed with cancer and had the chemotherapy treatments. You have two wonderful children, I understand. Has all of this changed your perspective on life?
Well, it has to have. This is not something that I sit around and mull over. And anybody that's got two little kids knows you don't have a lot of time to sit and mull anything over. But to your last point about are the roses redder and am I more fearless? No. As a parent of two young kids, I think that that's changed me in a way that I want to look out for my children and be protective of them. But the thing that somebody that's never had cancer won't understand about somebody that does have cancer is there's always a shadow that follows you around.
Sure.
So it's not like it changes life and makes everything sweeter. It's kind of a bummer to drag around that little anchor of, I've already had a life-threatening illness. I sure hope something like that doesn't come back again.
Well, Jack Beckman, drag racer, you're not a missionary, but you have a sense of mission, especially when it comes to chemotherapy, myths or facts, and the campaign. What's your sense of mission? What do you really want to leave people with? What is your gift to people when it comes to understanding chemotherapy and sorting out fact from fiction?
If I had to boil it down to one word, Christopher, communication. I think that there are so many people. You know, there's going to be over 500,000 people that are going to go through chemotherapy this year. And all of those folks, I'm sure, were devastated with the diagnosis and confused about the treatment plan. Communication. This chemomythsorfacts.com website has been a great core place to get people to go to and start asking questions.
And the other message is life goes on. I mean, you continued racing. You continued winning. You missed a couple races because of treatment, but you stuck with the program and have emerged out the other side, a champion on both sides.
The alternative wasn't pleasant.
No, the alternative is crummy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like you said, it's hard to have a bad day now after going through all of this and continually talking to people in the cancer world that are facing that diagnosis and a chemotherapy treatment.
You're helping cancer patients across the country debunk common myths about treatment as part of the campaign, Chemotherapy Myths or Facts. This is really a gift. You're giving a gift, and this campaign has given a gift to you, too. What's the message? What's the takeaway value?
It's impossible to be positive 24/7.
Yeah.
The people that are going through something like this and are having a bad day, and then their friends say, you can't have a bad day. You got to stay positive all the time. Guess what? You're going to have bad days. Accept it, embrace it, cry, do whatever you need to do, have a pity party.
Absolutely.
And then when you get done with that, get back on that horse and be positive.
Ask people for help. Talk to your physician and friends and go to that website again, which is
chemomythsorfacts.com.
It's been a joy having you here.
I absolutely agree, Christopher.